This is Pastor Michael Ito, and I want to thank you for joining us today and listening in on the service. But before we get started today, I want to make you aware of a new sermon series that I started here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. It's a sermon series entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. The Secret to Your Best Life is based on a book that I've written and of the same name, The Secret to Your Best Life, to which you can get a copy on Amazon.com. You can visit our website, www.heargodswordatbethlehem.com, and go up and click the Facebook link, and you'll have all the information about the book and the series. And once again, we want to thank you for listening today. And now, let's get into the Word.
Yes,
Lord. We're not looking to hear from the preacher.
Mm.
We want to hear from God.
Yes, Lord.
Hear from you, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Father God, speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
So your people need to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak.
Lord.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
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 Praise
bless his name.
The Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. As always, we continue to perpetuate the vision which we believe God wants us to do and the path that God wants us to take. Imagine yourself in this place, worshiping His holy name, serving, glorifying Him. Amen?
Amen.
Bethlehem,
share the love.
And how are we going to share it?
By living it and giving it.
Yes. Amen. And that is our theme this year.
Amen.
That we want to share the love. We're placing those whom we love in this box of love, as we call it, and we're fasting and praying.
Amen.
For our 10 most wanted. Some may have more than 10 in here. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to fast and pray. I'm here today because somebody prayed for me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Me too.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
So we must remember to seek the salvation of our loved ones and kindreds. I believe that the church covenant says
that's right.
That we ought to do. Amen.
That's right.
And this is our goal and this is our hope. Amen.
Amen.
So when you leave this place, go tell somebody about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
After you tell them about Jesus, tell them about Jesus Church, huh?
Yeah, all right.
Bethlehem Baptist Church.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you're not a member here, and you tell them about Jesus Church Home where you're a member.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Because the body of Christ is the people, not the building. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Right. Praise the Lord. We're continuing in this series entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. Throughout this whole month, we've been encouraging you to pick up the book that I have written entitled The Secret to Your Best Life and the workbook. And we thank you for those who have done that. But we want to pray that the Holy Spirit leads you. Don't leave this place without the book or the workbook. We're standing on this whole series, Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord,
plans for welfare and not calamity to give you a future and a hope.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Today,
all right,
we're going to talk about God's path.
God's path. Oh, well, yeah.
God's path.
God's path.
We're going to be looking at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Please stand in reverence to the word of God. Stand symbolically, saying that I will stand on the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Say to your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor,
war neighbor,
neighbor,
I'm going to stand on this word.
I'm going to stand on this word.
This is the NASB. It reads a little different. Let's read it on three. One, two, three.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Amen. You may be seated in the household of the
Lord.
Today, I believe this is chapter 4 of the book. We're going to talk about God's path.
God's path. All right.
We're going to talk on around 3 points this morning. We're going to talk about look to God. We're going to talk about lean on God. We're going to talk about learn from God. I want you to know that the secret to your best life is to trust God to guide your path. The secret to your best life is to trust God to guide your path. Before I get into my message this morning, I just want you to hear a few lines from a song from this verse that I believe Jackie Velasquez wrote. It may be 10, 15 years ago now. Then we'll get into the word. Today, three little brief words to revolutionize your Christian walk. Mm-hmm. Look, lean, and learn.
And learn. Oh, Lord. All right.
Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Look.
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 Lean.
Lean.
And learn.
And learn. Yes, Lord.
These three simple words. Words that 6 hours from now, you'll be able to repeat. Look, lean, and learn. And that's what this verse is about. Proverbs chapter 3. The look part of the text is simply to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Look to the Lord with all of your heart. I'm reminded of that man that was caught up in a storm by the name of Peter. I'm reminded of, it seemed like that their life was about to be taken by the storm. I'm reminded that the Bible said of Jesus that he was about to pass them by as he walked upon the waters. And I'm reminded of how the disciples saw that figure there, and they panicked and they thought it was a ghost. But then they realized that it was Jesus. And when they realized it, Peter beckoned Jesus. Could he come? And when Peter beckoned Jesus for him to come, he stepped out of the boat and he began to walk across the waters. He stepped out of the boat and he was walking above the waves. He stepped out of the boat, and as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he could make it through the storm. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he could do the impossible. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, it didn't matter that there was a storm. It didn't matter that there were waves. It didn't matter the terrible winds. It didn't matter. None of that mattered. As long as he looked to Jesus. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, what happened? He began to sink. And when he began to sink, he had to cry out to the Lord, "Lord, save me." But the principle that we're trying to teach, and trust, is for you to look to the Lord, regardless of the storms that are raging in your life, regardless of the winds, of this day and time, regardless of the storms of losing loved ones, regardless of the storms of financial difficulty, regardless of the storms of sickness in your body, regardless of the storm God sent me here today to tell you to look to the Lord. Hello, somebody. Give God a hand count of praise. Up in here, up in here. Look to the Lord. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, look to the Lord. But you say, "Preacher, how do I look to the Lord?" I'm glad you asked. The only way you can look to the Lord is that you've got to trust him. Hello, somebody. For the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. That's how you look to the Lord. You've got to trust him with all of your heart. If he says it, that settles it. In Jesus' name, if he speaks it, then that means I can live it. In Jesus' name, if he says it in the word, I believe it, and that settles it. In Jesus' name, is there anybody here this morning that needs to look to the Lord? And if you need to look to the Lord, that means you've got to trust him with all of your heart. In Jesus' name, say to your neighbor, neighbor. You can't be half-hearted on this one.
I can't be half-hearted on this one.
See, because the Lord hates lukewarm.
Right.
Yes. Hello, yes. Somebody. You either need to believe him or don't believe him. Hello, somebody. He said to one of the churches in the book of Revelation, "I wish you were hot or cold." Right. But because you're lukewarm, I want to spit you out. Hello, somebody. Somebody who came here trusting halfway in the Lord. Halfway won't do. The old folk used to sing, 99 and a half just won't do. You've got to trust in the Lord 100%. Because 99 and a half half just won't do. You've got to look to the Lord. You've got to trust him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say your
neighbor.
Neighbor. Neighbor. You better look to him. 100%. Hello, somebody. Trust in him. Who else you going to trust?
All right. Well.
Hello, somebody. You may say, I can trust in my mama and daddy, but your mama and daddy ain't going to be here forever.
Come on.
Right.
They won't be here always. I can trust in my grandmama ain't going to be here always. Because there are many of us here today who's lost grandmama. Many of us here today who's lost mama. And they showed us the way. But we can't trust in them. We've got to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. In Jesus' name. Well, as the text says in Psalms 37:5, commit your way to the Lord and what? Trust in him and what?
He will do it.
Hello, somebody. I like that. He says, commit your way to the Lord and what? Trust in him and he what?
He'll do it.
Oh, that's why. Oh, some of them old preachers, when they used to preach those hoopers, they used to question, ask the question, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? He'll do it! Yes, he will! In Jesus' name! Y'all didn't know I knew how to hoop, did you? Won't he do it? Yeah, he will do it. But you've got to commit your ways to him. Hello, somebody. You've got to commit your ways to him and trust in him, and he will do it.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. In Jesus' name. So the Bible text simply tells us to look to him. Okay. But not only do we need to look to him, but what else we need to do? Help me to preach this morning. Yeah. What else we need to do? We've got to lean on the Lord. Hello, somebody. You say, preacher, how do I lean? And many of you may be reminded of that song that says, lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll be your friend. Boy, I was almost carrying up this morning. I'll help you to carry on when you're not strong. Boy, y'all better watch. I may be singing when I'm supposed to be preaching. But I'm here to tell you, church, don't lean on me.
Yeah, that's right. No,
because I'm not strong enough for you to lean on me.
Well,
you might catch me in a bad way, and instead of helping you, I may hurt you. Hello, somebody. Don't lean on me when you're not strong, but you better lean on the Lord when you're not strong, because he'll be your friend, and he'll help you to carry on. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh, neighbor, you better lean on the Lord. You've got to lean on the Lord. Hello, somebody. But this thing says, and this is deep, and if you have my book, we talk about do not lean on your own understanding.
All right.
Hello, somebody. That's the problem that many of us have, especially when the storm comes, especially when the trials come, especially when we lose a loved one. We tend to lean on our own understanding. But God tells you today that some things you won't be able to understand. And that's why you can't lean on your own understanding. And that's why, there may be some stuff going on in your life. And even the preacher won't understand it. The preacher might pronounce judgment, but God may be, like Job saying, to the devil, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered him because he's upright and he's righteous? And I'm down here saying that you are cursed, but God says that you're blessed. Don't lean on anybody else's understanding of the situation. They may not can understand why you're going through what you're going through. They may say like Job's friends, there hasn't be sin in your life for all this drama going on in your life. No, there don't have to be sin in your life. As a matter of fact, you might be a saint. You may be a saint in your life and going through troubles this morning. Oh, and that's why you cannot lean to your own understanding, because you'll think that you did something wrong and God said, no, you didn't do nothing wrong. You did something right. And that's why you're going through what you're going through. Don't lean to your own understanding. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, don't lean to your own understanding in Jesus' name. Don't lean to your own understanding. The understanding of those that are around you. Don't do it.
Amen.
You got to look to the Lord. In my book, in this section, I shared this before during a series. I talk about the algebra situation, and I share how in high school I flunked algebra. As a matter of fact, I flunked it 2 times. So I flunked it in regular school. I flunked it in summer school. I had to take it in night school, and they got felt so sorry for me. They just passed me on. Said this boy just ain't gonna get it. Algebra situations. In our life, there can be algebra situations. We just can't figure it out. We just can't understand. We can't understand why, oh, the Lord took my mama. I can't understand it, why the Lord took my dad. I can't understand it, why God took my grandmother. She was a godly grandmother. I don't understand why I was in that accident and had to learn how to walk again. I just don't understand why I had to go to a divorce. I just don't understand why my mate committed adultery. I can't understand why I'm going to bankruptcy. I give my tithes, but yet I'm going to bankruptcy. I can't understand what I'm going through. I just can't figure it out. I just don't know. I'm struggling with this thing. Lord!
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
Come on, help me.
The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. Hello, somebody. Stop trying to figure it out.
Right.
Oh, especially when we lose a loved one, we try to figure out why God took that loved one. Why did you do it, Lord? He was only 18. He was only 33.
Yes, sir.
Some of you still trying to figure out, and they were 95.
Well,
hello, somebody. We can't seem to ever be prepared for death.
All right,
come on.
But the Bible says it's appointed what?
Unto man.
For us to die.
Yeah.
We all have to die. Yeah. Hello, somebody. It's appointed. Hello, somebody. It's one appointment you don't have to worry about being late to. Hello, somebody. Oh, you go to work on time, but you come to church late. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You don't have to worry about that. When death comes, death's going to be right on time. And we really don't know how old you are until you die.
There you go, come on.
Because there's some 18-year-old people who may die at 19. Don't try to figure it out. Trust in the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look to Him. You can't understand some stuff that's going on, some stuff going on in your body, and you want to get healed, and the doctors can't figure it out, and they're trying to test you with this and test you with that, and you like that woman in the midst of the crowd, had many doctors. Don't try to figure it out. Just trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
Tell somebody. And lean not to your own understanding. Hello, somebody. He's able,
yes,
church.
Amen.
He's able. You know, you might get tired of me sharing my own life, but God always gives me some testimony. My last doctor's visit, the doctors told me, and my visit stirred up the whole place, because Oh, she said she had not seen anybody like me whose pressures in my eyes were so high, and they had never seen anybody like this. And I had made a trip, take their day from being just an ordinary day to an extraordinary because of the pressures in my eyes. And she told me that I could possibly lose my sight. Hello, somebody. Because of the pressures in my eyes. But she looked at me and it was like she was trying to figure me out. She said, now, I just told you this. Why have you not panicked? I just told you this. Why have you not lost your peace? Why? And my reckoning was, the Lord was the one that gave me my sight. And he's the one that, if it's his will, he'll take it away. But I'm going to serve him regardless. Oh, in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. I trusted in him. I had so much peace. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
I was not concerned. My wife was a little concerned. And she was, you know how wives are. You know, y'all be concerned. but I'm a man of faith.
Amen.
I got to live this stuff out.
All right.
I got to live this out. But anyway, to make a long story short, she gave me some drops, and I got my drops, and my drops, they were concerned whether the drops was going to work. I wasn't concerned, but I put the drops in. I wasn't concerned, but I wasn't stupid either.
All right.
And then, to make a long story short, the pressures have come down.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap of praise up in here. Up in here. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding. God is God, regardless of what the doctors are saying. God is God, regardless of what you're going through. You might have one of those trips.
Yes, sir.
And it took your peace away. Because what the doctor said she might have had. And I had to deal with this all the time with saints. Another brother who was having issues, and he said, Pastor Eitan, please pray for me. The doctors are saying that it might be cancer. And that was the day after what they told me. And I had to tell him, you got to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Hello, sir. Lean not to your own understanding, because if you try to figure it out yourself, you'll be weary. You'll lose sleep at night. You'll panic. Hello, somebody. Don't let the devil take your sleep away.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Don't let the devil cause you to panic because you can't figure it out. But anyway, to make a long story short, I got a phone call, and it said, praise the Lord, the doctor said it wasn't cancer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hello, somebody. Lean not to your own understanding in anything. In your body, in your finances, in your marriage. Oh, some of you are trying to lean to your own understanding in your marriage, and in your own understanding, you want a divorce. Hello, somebody. No, you can't lean to your own understanding. We had an opportunity to teach this marriage seminar this last maybe two Saturdays ago, and one thing we said in the marriage seminar is that the Lord never commands divorce. Hello, somebody. Never commands divorce. Hello, somebody. There's an option for divorce, but this marriage covenant is meant to be forever. Hello, somebody. Let that echo ever and ever and ever. Hello, somebody. 38 years. Forever. How many years, brother?
41.
41 years. Forever and ever. How many? 17? 17 years. Forever and ever. How many years?
3.
Huh?
3.
53 years. Forever and ever. How many years are you married, bro?
56.
56 years. Forever and ever and ever. Hello, somebody. Don't you give up. I'm trying to figure it out with your own understanding. God said it. And guess what? That settles it. Hello, somebody. You may be a man and your wife is acting crazy. God settles it. And that settles it. Hello, somebody. He said it. That settles it. Hello, somebody. Let me say, preacher. Oh, she don't respect me. Oh, but the Bible says. you're to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And when the church was crucifying Christ, was that respect? Hello, somebody. Now, he had to die for the church. And that's what you got to do, man. You've got to die for your wife. Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Die to yourself. Hello, somebody. In Jesus' name. Somebody get that on the way home. Don't try to figure it out in your own understanding. It's a commitment.
Yeah.
That's what folk tell you. It's a commitment. It's not how you feel. Brothers, you don't go on your feeling. God didn't tell you to feel like you love your wife. He said to love her.
Yeah.
That was a command, which is, oh, it's the void of this human selfish emotion that we deal with.
Right.
Hello, somebody. It's a commitment.
Right.
Feelings will change if you haven't figured it out, young married couples. There are some days where you'll love each other. Hello, somebody. And you'll be playing that lute. And other days you'll wake up and you'll be playing that guy that said, move, get out the way, Luda. He's looking at your wife and move, get out the way. Emotions change. This is a commitment. Don't lean to your own understanding. Obey the word of God. Hello, somebody. Look to the Lord. Hello, somebody. Lean on the Lord. What does this verse say? Those who trust in themselves are what?
Fools.
Hello, somebody. We could just stop there. Those that trust in themselves are fools. But those who walk in wisdom are what?
Kept safe.
Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You go and get that divorce, see what happens. What kind of statistics say that your marriage or your life will descend? Hello, somebody. You drop in part below the poverty level. All kinds of statistics that you have a higher death rate. Hello, somebody.
All right.
All kinds of statistics. Hello, somebody. I think I want to be kept safe. Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir. Kept safe.
I'd rather be in my marriage not understanding what I'm going through and kept safe. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I'd rather be, at my job. I have to go to it at my job. Oh, my boss talking to me like I'm crazy, but I ain't going to quit. Because the Bible says, that what? If a man don't work, what? He ain't going to eat. Do it look like I missed any meals in my life? And I haven't missed too many work days either. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You got to stand on God's word.
Amen.
Look to the Lord. Lean on the Lord. And lastly, and we'll go to the Lord's Supper. Lastly, we've got to what?
Learn
from the Lord. Hello, somebody. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and what? He will make your path straight. In all your ways, acknowledge him. This is the secret to your best life.
Yes.
But in all your ways, acknowledge him. If you need a job, acknowledge him. If you're having troubles in your marriage, acknowledge him. If you're having trouble with your children, acknowledge him. Right. If you're having trouble with your finances, acknowledge him. If you're sick in your body, acknowledge him. You got to acknowledge him in all your ways.
Amen.
Because when you acknowledge him, then you can learn from him. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. You can learn from him.
Yeah.
I like this text in James. It says it, maybe where you can understand it better. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives what?
Generously
to what?
Without finding fault.
And what
will be given to you.
And it will be given to you. Whatever you're going to, talk to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge him. If you're having a hard time, dealing with the loss of a loved one, acknowledge him. Stop trying to figure it out. Acknowledge him. He's God.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Now, when you acknowledge him, you might end up being like Job.
Hello, somebody. What happened to Job? He had a lot of questions. But did God ever answer Job's questions?
Yeah, he did.
Somebody said he answered, but not the way he wanted it to be answered. Hello, somebody. But he talked to him. Hello, somebody. He gave him his answers, God's answers.
Right.
Hello, somebody. And it may not be the answers that you want, but he'll give you some answers.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. And in the end, if you're faithful like Job, he'll restore you.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Give God a hand clap of praise up in here, up in here. But you've got to acknowledge him. Whatever your algebra situations are. Can't figure it out. You don't know why. He's God. He has all the answers.
Right, right.
And not only do he have all the answers, but he has all the strength.
Yeah.
He has all the might. He has all the peace. Hello, somebody. He has all the joy. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. And when you depend upon him, then you get his path. He'll show you the way.
Amen.
All right. Say to your neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Or neighbor.
He'll show you the way.
He'll show you the way.
He'll show you the way. All eyes closed, heads bowed. Deacons, will you come? Saints supreme. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ in that Garden of Gethsemane had to look to the Lord as he prayed. He had to lean on the Lord as he prayed. And he had to learn from the Lord when he prayed. And he learned on that day that he would have to die for the sins of the world. He learned that God would not take that cup away. God gave him the strength to come out of his prayer meeting and to face the situation. Face the situation. When he got up out of that Garden of Gethsemane, they took him out of that garden and they put him on trials for crimes that he didn't commit. I'm so glad that Jesus looked to the Lord. I'm so glad that Jesus leaned on the Lord. I'm so glad that Jesus turned from the Lord as they whooped him, mocked him, and scorned him, put a crown of thorns on his head, and called him everything but the Son of God, and put a cross on his back and led him through the streets of Jerusalem. But I'm so glad that Jesus looked to the Lord. I'm so glad that Jesus leaned on the Lord. I'm so glad that Jesus learned from the Lord, because they took him to that hill called Golgotha, nailed him to the cross, and raised him up between two thieves. I'm so glad that on that cross Jesus looked to the Lord. Jesus leaned on the Lord, and Jesus learned from the Lord. He raised him up, and they couldn't take his life away, and he had to give his life away, because that's what he learned from the Lord. He gave up the ghost. Oh, and he died, and they took his body from that cross and put him in a borrowed tomb. And I'm so glad that Jesus looked to the Lord. Jesus leaned on the Lord, and Jesus learned from the Lord, because he learned that not only would he die, but he would get up on the third day with all power in his hands. I said, Jesus, get up on the third day with power in his hands. I said, power. I said, power. You say power. You say it again, power. He got up with all power in his hands. And because he got up, guess what? Then you can get up today, church. You can get up and you can give your life to Jesus Christ. Slip out of your seats and give your life to Jesus Christ. Say that I believe that Jesus was the Son of God. He died for my sins, was buried and raised again on the third day. And if you can believe.
Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet Him on His terms, and His terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing. For now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family. And that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem again. We're at 311 North Dunbar in Falls Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up.
Hello, this is Pastor Michael Eaton again. We want to thank you for listening to the message today. And once again, this message is a part of the sermon series entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. And we want you to get a copy of the book at www.amazon.com. And you can get a copy there. Visit our website and get to know us on all the different mediums that we have there, Facebook, Twitter. And we want to be in contact with you. And again, you can get a copy of the book, A Secret to Your Best Life, or any of the books that I have written. We want you to click the Facebook page where I share most of the books and things that are going on. Do a Google search with my name, and you can find the different books that I've written. But we want to thank you for joining us today in the Word. And may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.